Good morning. Welcome. Hello, friends. We welcome all of our friends of Celebration Presbyterian Church here in Myrtle Beach. We welcome our Facebook Live followers everywhere. We thank you for joining us today in virtual community for this time of worship. I hope you're safe in your places of social distance. I hope you have essential supplies to sustain you over the coming days. And I thank you for adapting in these unprecedented times for the safety and well-being of us all. I'm Tom Dendy, pastor here at Celebration, and as we begin, I offer you these powerful words that we share each week. I say the grace and the peace of Christ be with us all, and I'm going to invite you to bow with me for an opening prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, in Christ, you taught us to pray, and you promised that we would receive all that we ask in his name. So hear our prayers for the church universal, for this congregation, its mission and ministry, for the healing of the earth and all infected with the coronavirus, for peace and justice in the world, for sharing of resources, for nations and leaders who are struggling to lead, for facing unprecedented challenges for our local community, supporting one another through this crisis, supporting the poor and the oppressed, the marginalized and the most vulnerable. Lord, we pray for the bereaved and the lonely, for those who are suffering amidst social distancing. We pray for all who need healing in body, mind, and spirit. Guide us, O God, by your Holy Spirit, that all of our prayers and all of our lives may serve your will and show your love throughout the challenges that lie before us as human beings in a world that is sick and in need of your help. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Share a few announcements with you this morning. We welcome you to call the church office, but ask that you please not drop in. Please email prayer requests to Linda Berry through the church office. Notify us of needs you may have for assistance. We've had volunteers who've expressed their willingness to shop or to pick up prescriptions if you have need. We also ask that you please continue to support financially the Ministry of Celebration, either by mailing in checks, through the online banking, bill pay, or on our website. You can go to the website and there's a donate now option. So thank you for your ongoing prayers and thank you for your ongoing financial support for the Ministry of Celebration Presbyterian Church, USA, located in the Carolina Forest community of Myrtle Beach. Now I invite you to prepare your hearts and minds to hear and receive God's word with a few moments of silence followed by a prayer for illumination. Let's pray. O God, you know us better than we know ourselves. Especially in these unprecedented times, you know our deepest needs and our darkest fears. Help us now to center our thoughts in you, O God. As the scriptures are read, we'll listen for your voice. By your Spirit, lead us out of our fears and into deeper knowledge of your love through Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of our souls. And may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our souls be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The lectionary passage for today comes from John's Gospel, the 9th chapter, verses 1 to 41. Listen, hear the word of God. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's work might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said this, Jesus spat on the ground, and he made mud with the saliva, and he spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it's someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went, I washed, and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made mud and opened his eyes. And then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, "Jesus put mud on my eyes. Then I washed. Now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who's a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened." And the man said, "He was a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that he now sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, the man's parents said, "He's of age, ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. Who knows that this? We know that this man is a sinner." And the man answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I've already told you, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciples, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and you're trying to teach us?" And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven the man out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And the man whose sight he had restored said, "Who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him." And Jesus said to him, You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he. He said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped Jesus. Jesus said, I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see me may see, and those who do see may become blind. Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, surely we are not blind, are we? And Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would not have sinned. But now that you say we see, your sin remains. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A lot of us are dealing with isolation for the first time in a long time, being told to stay in and stay away from friends and neighbors and loved ones except by phone or computer outreach. It's a brave new world. This man, born blind, knew something of social distancing. The disciples asked Jesus, well, who sinned? Was it this man or his parents? But Jesus tells a very different story about God's glory being revealed in our lives through our maladies and our differing abilities. The man's blindness is not the result of sin. And Jesus assures his disciples that he will use this opportunity to reveal the powerful and redemptive work of God. What was being viewed as a speculation for judgment and blame, Jesus turns into a place of mercy and grace and miraculous healing and restoration into community. This current time of crisis in our world is a very teachable moment in our lives. And I wonder, what are we learning? How to hoard toilet paper and hand sanitizer or meat? Or how to share life's essentials with those among us who are already vulnerable before this COVID-19 virus struck? Are we learning how to cherish safe places with loved ones amidst times of social distancing? Or are we anxious from cabin fever and fear spawned by way too much TV news? As we learn to do church without walls, through the virtual media, we will discover new ways to show the love of Christ to our neighbors, even from behind closed doors. We will discover new ways to share Christ's place, peace with others whose anxiety is running high and whose pandemic panic is unprecedented and swirling at unhealthy levels. Will this collective crisis draw us closer to God and to each other? Will it give us new eyes to see those of our neighbors who are and were the most vulnerable and at risk even before we ever heard of this COVID-19 virus? Many have been forced to the brink without work or pay or insurance or savings to fall back on. And the homeless are perhaps the most vulnerable of all. Others who have never known food insecurities are discovering it now for the first time amidst the worst time. Rather than looking for where to assign blame in this crisis, may we learn from Jesus and the man healed of blindness to see beyond the obvious to the possibilities and hopes that comes in the presence and power of Jesus. Don't count Christ out in a crisis. You know, he's promised to be with us always, even in isolation. And God is doing a new thing in and through us. Friends, even in our social distancing, this is a time to be the church together and to discover creative ways to show others the helping and healing love of Jesus. Truly, this is a fluid time and situation. And we'll continue to prayerfully discern how to continue ministry virtually. May God widen our vision, even from our places of isolation, to see our community and those who are neediest among us in a new light. Realizing that for many of isolation and social distance has been their entire existence, not just this exceptional time in history. God, help us to discover ways to help and heal and do the glorifying work of God, especially in these times of collective crisis. May we lean into our faith as never before and trust God to continue to provide and protect and reveal Christ's body broken and poured out for the healing and reconciling of the world. Please join me now for a time of prayer. God of love, we, the Friends of Celebration Presbyterian Church of Myrtle Beach, and our extended network of friends throughout the Facebook virtual community, turn to you with prayerful hearts and with confidence in your loving presence among us now and in every moment of our lives. We come before you as a people of hope, trusting in your care and protection. May we be comforted by your love in these anxious times, in our local communities, and throughout the larger world. Generous and merciful God, fill us with compassion and concern for others, young and old, that we may look after each other in these challenging times, especially those among us who are most vulnerable. May your example give us the courage we need to go to the margins, wherever they may be, and share your love through life essentials during this time of scarcity in stores. Heal us of our fear. Healing God, bring healing to those who are sick with the coronavirus, and be with their families and neighbors who are fearful. We pray especially for all who are isolated, that they may know your love is present and sustaining even now, even behind closed doors. Stay close with us in this time of uncertainty and sorrow. God of strength, accompany all those who serve us with such love and generosity in the medical profession and in all our health care facilities and with all our first responders. We give thanks for their continued work in the service of sick and needy people. We ask you to bless them, strengthen them, protect their immune systems, and guide them with your abundant goodness. God of wisdom, we ask you to guide the leaders in health care and governance, that they may make the right decisions for the well-being of people. We pray for financial assistance and sustenance for all those whose work has been jeopardized during this pandemic. Help us each other as a nation. Help us be helpers to one another. May creditors be merciful and lenders be generous to assist us going forward through this crisis. O God of creation and God of life, we, your people, place ourselves in our world and our world in your protection and love. May your peace be with us and enfold us today and tomorrow and during the uncertain times ahead. O God, you know the needs of your people. As I pause, receive the joys and concerns being spoken by all who are sharing in this time of virtual worship, and intercede for us by your loving kindness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We entrust all these matters to you, and we pray your peace and protection for each of us and for all whom we have named in prayer. We make our prayer in the strong name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, again, we thank you for worshiping with us, and a few reminders. You may call the office during the week but please don't drop in. You may email your prayer request to Linda Berry through the church office email. Notify us of needs you have for assistance. Pickup of deliveries or groceries or meds, we'll be glad to find help. We do again ask you to please continue to financially support Celebration by mailing in checks or using your online banking bill pay or through our website using the Donate Now option. And we thank you for your ongoing prayers for the ministry of Celebration Presbyterian Church, for all of our members and extended followers throughout the Facebook world. So I invite you to hear this charge, which comes from the ancient words of St. Patrick's breastplate. He says, Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right and Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. And now go with this blessing. Go forth into the world with compassion and justice in your heart. Give voice to the silent and strength to the weak. Hear one another, see one another, care for one another, and love one another. It's all that easy, and it's all that hard. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the powerful presence of the Holy Spirit be with us all, both now and forevermore. And all God's people say, Amen. And as we draw this virtual time of worship to a close, I leave you with one of the songs we would have shared today in worship. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, Holy, Holy, Holy. Holy, 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 you are holy. Of our hearts, we want to see you. We want to see you. Friends, go with God and enjoy God's peace. Thanks for joining us for worship on Facebook Live here at Celebration Presbyterian Church, located in Carolina Forest community of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. God bless you. Come join us again.